Grown dark outside, the drizzle persisted. Out on the barrow land, ghostly lights drifted about. I shuddered. That did not seem right. I wondered how Goblin and One Eye were getting on. I did not dare go ask. Over in a corner, Tracker snored softly. Toad Killer Dog lay against his belly, making sleeping dog noises, but I caught a glint of eye which said he was not unalert. I invested a little more attention in Case. He was shaking, and not just with the chill. He was sure we would kill him. I reached over, rested a hand on his shoulder. "It's all right, son. You won't be harmed. We owe you for looking out for Raven."
"He's really Raven? The Raven that was the White Rose's father?"
The lad knew the legends. "Yeah, foster father, though."
"Then he didn't lie about everything. He was in the Forsberg campaigns."
That struck me as humorous. I chuckled, then said, "Knowing Raven, he didn't lie about much, just edited the truth."
"You'll really let me go?"
"When we're safe."
"Oh."
He did not sound reassured. "Let's say when we get to the edge of the Plain of Fear, you'll find plenty of friends out there." He wanted to get into a quasi-political discussion about why we insisted on resisting the lady. I refused. I am no evangelist. I can't make converts. I have too much trouble understanding myself and unraveling my own motives. Maybe Raven could explain after Goblin and One Eye brought him out. The night seemed endless, but after three eternities, which took me up to midnight, I heard unsteady footsteps.
"Croaker?"
"In," I said. It was Goblin. Without a light, I could not read him well, but got the impression that his news was not good. "Trouble?"
"Yes. We can't get him out."
"What the hell are you talking about? What do you mean?"
"I mean we don't have the skills. We don't have the talent. This is going to take someone bigger than we are. We aren't much, Croaker. Showmen, with a few handy spells. Maybe Silent could do something. His is a different sort of magic."
"Maybe you'd better back up. Where's One Eye?"
"Resting. It was rough on him. Really rocked him, what he saw in there."
"What was that?"
"I don't know. I was just his lifeline, and I had to pull him out before he got trapped, too. All I know is, we can't get Raven without help."
"Shit," I said. "Double-damned floating sheep shit. Goblin, we can't win this one unless we have Raven to help. I don't have what it takes, either. I'll never translate half those papers."
"Not even with Tracker's help."
"He reads Tel Curry. That's it. I can do that, only I take longer. Raven must know the dialects. Some of the stuff he was translating was in them. Also, there's the question of what he was doing here. Why he faked his death again and took off. On Darling." Maybe I was jumping to conclusions. I do that. Or maybe I was indulging in the human penchant for oversimplification, figuring that if we just had Raven back, our troubles were solved. "What are we going to do?" I wondered aloud. Goblin rose.
"I don't know, Croaker. Let's let One Eye get his feet under him again and find out what we're up against. We can go from there."
"Right." He slipped out. I lay down and tried to sleep. Whenever I dropped